President Mugabe swore in ministers from his ZANU-PF party and both MDC formations. All took the oath of office as required by law, albeit in a chorus. Mr. Mugabe appointed Emmerson Mnangagwa to the Defense Ministry, keeping Kembo Mohadi at the Home Affairs Ministry, control of which is to be shared with the MDC's Charles Mutsekwa. Sydney Sekeramai was assigned to the State Security Ministry. Webster Shamu took charge of the Information Ministry. Simbarashe Mbengegwi, Joseph Made, and Patrick Chinamasa were retained at Foreign Affairs, Agriculture, and Justice, among key ministries. Stan Mudenge retained higher education, while Wolfe Mngule of the Arthur Mutambara MDC wing landed industry and commerce. Joel Gabuza of the Tsvangirai MDC was named to State Enterprises, replacing Abednego Bebe of the Mutambara formation after controversy developed over that appointment. Ignatius Chombo stays at local government, and Seviaka Sukwere has been elevated to youth minister. Priscilla Misai Rabwimshonga of the Mutambara MDC is regional integration minister. Samuel Sipepa Nkomo has the water portfolio. The swearing-in was delayed by hours after Deputy Prime Minister Mutambara asked for the appointment of a Minister of State in his office. South African Development Community Executive Secretary Thomas Selangao said that Mr. Mugabe turned down the request on the grounds this would require another Minister of State for Deputy Prime Minister Thokozani Kuphe. Meanwhile, reports emerged the police had arrested Deputy Agriculture Minister designate Roy Bennett at Charles Prince Airport, raising the specter of continued repression against the former opposition party despite the formation of the National Unity Government. Studio 7 was seeking further details on Bennett's arrest and whereabouts. Tsvangirai MDC Chief Whip Innocent Gonese said the arrest violated the spirit of the global political agreement, though Mr. Mugabe, after the swearing-in, said he was committed to the power-sharing arrangement.
I want to assure my colleague that when I said I am committed, I need it. When I say I will want to work with you sincerely and honestly, I mean it. And I want you to believe also that when my colleagues say the same things to me, I should do it. Now, Jim, well, we'll have much to talk about next week. And Tuesday's Cabinet Day will start on the next back day. We'll probably come from outside without some experience, but with new ideas all the same. Let us get to know each other much more.
The occasion was graced by South African President Halima Montlante, among other dignitaries. He called for Western sanctions on Mr. Mugabe and others to be lifted. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripas.